Well, it represents many histories. I mean, first and foremost, I think it represents the history of the Italian-American community in Syracuse, the struggles that they went through to be accepted as Americans, to be accepted as white people, you know, in the city. I think it, you know, really speaks to their pride and sort of their, you know, what they went through as a community to raise the funds. I mean, it's stuff that, you know, because the monument lacks interpretation, which I think is just generally a problem with so many installations of public art, of which this certainly is. It's just a statue with nothing around it, and, you know, nothing where it came from, where it came from. So when I found the histories and when I, you know, really researched the histories of the Italian community that came together and, you know, rubbed nickels together in many places to bring this thing together, it really put it into a new light. Now, obviously, as a, you know, as a scholar, American scholar, and somebody who's, you know, studied American history deeply, I'm fully aware of the history of Columbus as a man and the atrocities committed both, you know, under his direction and while on his watch, which, you know, makes it a very weighted subject. So, I mean, it's the histories of the people that built it. Then it's the histories of the Haudenosaunee as well. I mean, this is Onondaga land.